back at it for a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. The show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It was a gorgeous weekend locally, and thankfully, slow news weekend. All computers all fixed up, except for one airline still struggling this morning. Delta Airlines still not recovered from the outage on Friday. Everybody else seems to be back at it. Thank God. Are you ready for it? Final three shows of season three. Let's get into Monday. Welcome to the Beach Bunker. Hope you had a great weekend. We're going to take a look at your something good from the weekend coming up in just a little bit. Also, as much as I, you know, try to avoid U.S. politics, something happened on the weekend that didn't involve violence, but can't put my finger, it slips my mind for a second. I can't remember what I did. Am I still running? Am I still here? Am I still, where am I? When's it time to go? When's the movie over? Yeah, Joe is finished. Technically, he'll still have a job until January, but then he will ride off into the sunset. People talking about that on all kinds of platforms. Of course, Joe Biden saying that he will not be part of the presidential race this year. So that is shaking things up. And it's kind of moved from U.S. politics to like the greatest reality show ever. And I'm not sure if anybody is surprised, considering that Donald Trump is a part of this. And he did have a reality show at one time. So it stands to reason, right? Foodies are sharing the unhealthy foods they refuse to quit this morning. We're going to talk about that. Disturbing story this morning saying that some parents are considering what they might do to dumpster dive to get school supplies this fall. This is, we do need, well, there'll be plenty of opportunities to help for tools for schools, but that's not a great story to share. But anyway, we'll have the details on that. Great weekend at the lake, lots of time in the water and on the deck. That seems to be most of the pictures coming in, lots of hot dogs being cooked and marshmallows. And you know what? To help a little bit with the price of gas and to get you a few more hot dogs to throw on the fire, remember Sunrise Credit Union and their great gas and grocery giveaway that continues until August the 3rd. Time is running out. Sunrise Credit Union is giving away $1,000 in gas and grocery gift cards from local businesses to one lucky member in each of the three districts for a total of $3,000. Starting June the 2nd, so that means obviously it's underway. All members who have been approved for a new Sunrise Credit Union loan by August the 3rd are automatically entered in the giveaway. Personal, commercial, and ag loans are eligible for the great gas and grocery giveaway. Sunrise Credit Union loans, including eligible lines of credit, qualify for this giveaway. Mortgage loans are not eligible. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Special good morning to Barry and Tracy over at Heritage Co-op. Barry and Tracy stopped by they were sponsors, of course, of the barbecue on Friday for Tools for Schools. And not only that, but Barry is the campaign chair this year for the Brandon and District United Way. So it was great to see them at the barbecue over the weekend. Here they are right here. This is, I'm going to take myself out of this picture. You can, you see enough of me. There's Barry there in the gray. There's Trev in the black golf shirt, and then there's Tracy there. And a special thanks to our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery for also being sponsors of the barbecue on Friday at Murray's. But we were joking around how, hey, where's all those 99-cent slushies at? Because that deal only goes until Wednesday at your local co-op gas bar. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. They're going to keep you cool next 3 days with the 99-cent Big Cool promo that runs until the 24th. Wednesday, any flavor, any size of delicious, cool, frosty, big slush is just 99 cents. Product availability is dependent on individual co-op locations. Please contact your local co-op for product inquiries. That is Heritage Co-op, Pemina Consumers Co-op, Twin Valley Co-op, Valley View Co-op, Boundary Co-op, Neepawa Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. And finally, Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue. Beautiful air conditioning over there at Leon's. You go in there and you save the tax for just a few more days. Save that 13% even on the sale prices. Furniture, mattresses, appliance packages. Save the tax ends on Wednesday. So along with the slushy deal at co-op, your chance to save your sales tax, both the taxes at Leon's Furniture Superstore will end on Wednesday. So make sure you get in and take advantage of that. Thank you so much for sharing all your pictures and video. And don't forget, we're the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Whenever you go to eat something awesome, take a quick picture of it. I'd love to see you as part of the picture, of course. And if you go someplace awesome, it could be right next door. It could be your local cottage, could be the lake, could be South Dakota, could be BC, could be Florida, whatever. Just tag us, get a picture to us, and we'd love to share those because, you know, it's kind of what we do. And back to the beach bunker. Big story this morning is Joe Biden is no longer in the race for U.S. president. He announced yesterday afternoon about 1 o'clock that the time has come. He is pretty much done. I think he finally gave in to all the people asking for him to step down. The sad part is that his staff actually found out about this on X. Gone are the days where you'd have a staff meeting and say, hey, guys, can we get together in the coffee room for a couple of seconds? I need to tell you something. No, the Democrats are so anxious to get rid of this guy and get somebody else in that can beat Trump because, you know, I don't know about your barbecues or campfires, but, you know, it did come up. It is a topic of conversation at the campsite. I know that U.S. politics, for a lot of us, is like, why are we talking about it? It's the drama of it. It's like its own reality show. Joe says, I've decided not to accept the nomination and focus all my duties on being the president. My first decision was to pick Kamala Harris as vice president, and it's been the best decision. And so he's going to support her at the upcoming convention. Now, that convention will be in the middle of August. I believe it's August 19th in Chicago. And so they'll get together and they get to choose a new leader that will take on Trump. But everybody is kind of falling in behind Kamala Harris right now, with one big exception, Barack Obama. Barack Obama has said nothing except how awesome Joe is and, you know, what great job Joe did. But he's silent. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Derek says, bad thing. They're pushing Hillary Clinton. That is such bullshit, you guys. And, you know, people at the campsite were saying that on the way. Oh, it'll be Hillary. God, you guys are gullible. There's no way that's going to happen. There's just no way. It's the greatest fear of everybody. But, you know, no, it'll be. Here's what's going to happen. It's true. You'll see. Here is what's going to happen. Kamala Harris will win, and not the election, but she'll be the nominee. And I bet it's Gavin Newsom from California. It'll be the California ticket. This is what they want. And then it'll be, do you want California or do you want, you know, Arkansas? That'll be your choices. Now, the Clintons have already said that they've come out and supported Kamala Harris. They officially did. I don't know if you missed that yesterday, Derek. But they have officially endorsed the two of them together. They can at least say that the orange man is the old guy in the race now. Crooked Joe Biden, he's not fit for president. He never was. He only did it because of lies, fake news, and he didn't leave his basement. No, those around him and his doctor, they said that I was the best. I am the best. Now, look what he did to our country, and the border is wide open, and the windows are wide open, and the toilet is clogged. The toilet is clogged, and the windows and the border are all open. People are coming from mental institutions. Terrorists are pooping in our clogged toilets. It's very bad. Now it's the race is on. Here comes Kamala in the backstretch. Oh, man. Derek. Oh, Kamala blew her way to the top, so it's just as bad. Well, you'll have to Google that one. Now, on that little news, that little news nugget, people can Google that. You can find that out for yourself. And she had a colorful love life, but listen. There's nothing wrong. So did Donald Trump. Donald Trump had a colorful, I don't know if you can call it love life. You'd call it, he had numerous personal relationships with various individuals that might be eyebrows raising. And same with Kamala Harris. She did. She had some relationships that make you go, huh? Yellow Jacket says, I think it would be Michelle before Hillary. Oh, my God. But I truly think that Kamala will be chosen. It's the big question is going to be who's going to run with her. You know, who's going to be the backup, the vice president. That'll be interesting to see. And maybe there'll be a surprise there because as we've seen, I mean, with the shooting of Trump in the ear, I mean, and again, a few inches, it could have been disastrous. And the vice president, you know, in a situation where if Donald was president, I mean, the vice has to step up and jump in real quick. It's a very important spot. Quinton says, should Joe still be acting president if he has no intention of keeping his job? Well, that's what they call a lame duck president. And it happens all the time because, you know, even Obama, you know, in his second term, because in the United States, they have constitutional limits, which means you can only win twice and you have to move on because then you're kind of a dictator and you're, you know, you're taking up the spot. You're taking up too much space there. So in this country, we don't have that. We don't have term limits. You can kind of run as much as you want. 5 times, that's okay. 10 times, no problem. And so now you're in the loop. And it's too bad that his staff had to find out about that on X. That is not a good thing. But what's interesting is Donald Trump did donate to Kamala Harris's campaign twice when she was running in California. Donald Trump contributed $6,000 to Kamala Harris when she ran for California Attorney General. Trump donated $5,000 to her 2011 campaign and $1,000 in 2013 as a private citizen. Trump has said this, though. He donates to everybody. Epp Law Office will help you with regards to any legal needs you might have. If you're looking to buy or sell in a house, please see our friends at Epp Law Office on 18th Street in Brandon across from the RBC. They will help you out with regards to getting land transfers all done up, putting the finishing touches on buying or selling a home. You need a lawyer if you're going to be buying or selling property in the province of Manitoba. So please see our friends at Epp Law Office. Building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. And it's not just real estate law. They also do corporate law and they do estate and wills. So please see our friends at Epp Law Office. They would love to see you on 18th Street in Brandon. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, home of the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And again, a special thanks to the crew at Murray's for hosting the United Way Tools for Schools barbecue on Friday. It was hot. It was busy. The food was delicious. Thank you so much for hosting. And again, if you need an oil change, you do good in the community by helping our friends at Bear Clan Samaritan House and Helping Hands by getting your oil changed at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And again, part of that barbecue was Kuiper's Family Bakery. Those delicious buns were with us. And of course, we've got pizza buns, sausage rolls, cookies, loaves, and more with our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. But they are big supporters of all kinds of community organizations. So community involved, Kuiper's Family Bakery. So let's return the favor and go on in there and buy our hot dogs and hamburger buns and anything else we could possibly get at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Whether you're picking up a loaf of bread for your family dinner or treating your colleagues to a box of goodies, you will find them at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasties.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Desperate parents are considering dumpster diving and theft to afford their kids' school supplies. How can we help? When we see tools for schools, it would be awesome if we can donate. If you see some school supplies on sale, look for the Tools for Schools boxes and see if there is a way that we can help out to ensure that kids are going back to school with all the supplies that they need. It is so important that the kids are going back to school with the proper ingredients. Now, the good news is that we do have lunch programs that are going to be introduced this fall for the first time. And, you know, you'd be very hard-pressed to find anybody that is against feeding kids at school. So that's a good start. You know, full tummies will help the kids learn, but they don't have the right stuff when the school year starts. It's a problem. And some parents are just, they're willing to go to any measures to make sure that this happens. Here's a little bit more on this. A survey of 2,000 parents of elementary school kids found 77% believe staying under their budget is a top priority for them. The top resources parents have used to keep their back-to-school shopping under control include purchasing school supplies whenever they go on sale, even after back-to-school season, and shopping at multiple stores for the best deals. Well, that seems pretty reasonable. The survey also revealed that many others said they'd also try to save money by even wilder means. These desperate parents would try hoarding school supplies throughout the year, 37%. Shopping exclusively when there's a deal, 34%. Extreme couponing at 22%. Looking for half-used items around the home at 16%. Joining buy-nothing groups on social media. Trading with other parents. And even dumpster diving. Another 12% admitted to stealing supplies from their workplace so their kids could use them as school supplies. Wow, over half would also be willing to save money by group buying school supplies with other parents. Thankfully, some school divisions actually do that. You pay a fee to the school division, and then the school division goes and buys the school supplies, which is kind of smart because, you know, when the school division goes into a retailer, they're like, okay, we're buying for like a couple thousand kids. What kind of deal can we get on pencils? So anyway, obviously inflation is infecting. It is infecting. It's infecting us. Inflation is affecting everybody. 2 in 3 parents reported feeling that back-to-school shopping this year was something they could prepare for. So that's good. But 82% believe that the school supplies are more expensive than they've ever been, especially for clothing, shoes, backpacks, and school uniforms. On average, parents anticipate spending just $280 on supplies for that first day back. That's in the States, so you could add 30% to that, be over $300. That is some real sad stuff. We are still in some tough times, and we'll do what we can to help out. And I know there's going to be a Tools for Schools drive, like a school supply drive coming up in August. And we'll do what we can to help out with that. And hopefully we will get rounded up the school supplies that are needed to make sure that the kids go back. On the lighter side, food fun places mayhem. This is a good one. Foodies are sharing the unhealthy foods they refuse to quit. Even if your doctor said to you, you know what, you need to cut back on blank, cheese, cheeseburgers, potato chips. This is a great question. So this was asked by foodies. These are people who generally make a living eating different kinds of food. And there are some foods that are just really, really bad for you. They refuse to give them up. Which ones would you refuse to give up? One foodie said Slim Jims. We got hot rods. I love hot rods. And Different World says, I can't even find the words to explain why. One person said Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Could never give that up. Namun says a cheeseburger with bacon. God, I love cheese. It's my favorite thing. Please, someone send me cheese. Potato chips. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I barely have any refined sugar. But oh my God, Larry Longball says, I need chips. I need chips. Chips are part of my life. I need chips. Do not take my chips away. Mr. Poop Socks, love that username. Mr. Poop Socks says, you can take my muffins from my crumb-covered corpse. Gooderoni says, mozzarella sticks. That'd be my daughter's mozzarella sticks. Homemade baked treats. Fried chicken tenders with french fries. One coffee says, anything with too much sugar. Oh, my son is like that. And he doesn't, he tries to watch his sugar, doesn't eat the sugar. And then all of a sudden it's like someone buys a bag of candy and it's in his hands. All of a sudden he just swipes it. It's gone. Spiritual Fishing says, crisps, why do all bad foods have to taste so damn good? Loverboy says, fries for sure. Lego Joe says, Dr. Pepper. You could take Dr. Pepper from my cool dead hands. I'm just realizing how much bad food I actually love, and I don't know if I could give up. Ramen or instant noodles, I could literally eat them every day. The only reason I don't eat ramen noodles more than I do is because I know they're not really good for you. High in salt, high in fat. Nice treat, though. Pepperoni for one. A big bowl of cereal. Nacho cheese flavored Doritos. They're literally flammable, but good. Alcohol, every single item I shove down my pie hole. Cheez-Its, I seriously have to force myself to stop eating them. They're just too damn good. Oh, and of course, bacon. Hey, it's BLT day today. Happy BLT day. Celebrate with a BLT. Debbie Kynock is here. Get yourself a BLT. Celebrate BLT day. So the global outage on Friday, that was some scary moments there, if I don't mind saying so myself. I am so glad that we were able to come through that rather quickly, but there were some businesses that really struggled getting things back on track, and that included several banks and credit unions and especially airlines. And we're hearing this morning that Delta Airlines is still recovering and has still got delays. At the end of it, there were over 2,000 flight cancellations caused because of the security update that affected Windows Microsoft 365. And if anything good comes of this, it is that, you know, we use computers far too much than we should. I think we all can agree on that, but it's just a way of life now. And even a small mistake like a piece of code that should have been written correctly that wasn't could cause a snowball effect, a disruption of magnificent proportions. And here's a couple of the Manitoba businesses that were affected by the outage, including the Winnipeg Gold Eyes, who had to issue paper tickets on the weekend.
This is my 26th year with the team, and I used to think that I've seen everything, but no, we haven't seen anything like this.
The Winnipeg Gold Eyes didn't escape the worldwide outage Friday, which temporarily knocked out its ability to sell tickets online hours before a game was set to begin.
We were well over 5,000 heading into today.
It all started when U.S.-based cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike deployed a faulty update to all Microsoft computers.
Because of the way it's tied into the Windows operating system, basically crashed Windows, causing a blue screen of death.
Security expert Mark Perot says outages like this one have happened before.
It doesn't happen very often in massive, widespread instances like this, but they sure are felt when they do happen.
Around the world, this outage grounded flights, disrupted hospitals, and backed up border crossings. Even here in Winnipeg, it had far-reaching impacts. Dynacare had to close all its labs in the province, and while the outage didn't hit our hospitals, Shared Health says it was expecting longer wait times in its labs. At the Winnipeg airport, some flights were delayed and canceled, though not all due to the outages. Like the Gold Eyes, Fringe Festival organizers woke up Friday morning to discover they too had been hit by the outage.
Our ticketing system, as a result of the global outage, failed. And as a result, we stopped being able to do online ticket sales or in-person advance ticket sales for the Fringe Festival.
It's prompted the festival to go old school, relying on paper rather than technology.
We are selling tickets at the venues, so cash only. It's really important that folks bring their cash, but please come to the shows. Fringe is happening. All the shows are going on.
Yeah, so this was also the topic of conversation around the campsite this weekend, was the outage and how everything goes old school when the computers go down. When the computers go down, it's good to have some cash money on you. And I have to tell you, I don't think this show is going to cause a run on banks, but I'm pulling out a whole bunch of extra cash after what happened on Friday to have on hand. You know what I mean? Just to have money on hand in a situation like that. What are we going to do? Because it's going to happen again. You know it's going to happen again. And thank God it wasn't something nefarious, as in bad guys. This was once again human error.
somebody had written the code incorrectly and had caused this to happen. So it was an accident. Big boo-boo, big boo-boo. But thankfully, it wasn't an attack. Next time, it could be an attack. And then what? We're all going to be left with, what, bartering with rocks and sticks? I'll paint your house if you give me a side of beef. I'll mow your lawn if you give me a milkshake. Will we go back to the bartering system? Things are back on track, and that is good to see. Thank God. Things are back on track. Auto Fashion in Brandon is the place to take your car if you get some hail damage, and it's also a place to take your car if you're just too busy to get it all cleaned up. And when it's not detailing, it's fine auto finishing, and they'll make your vehicle like it's new again. New car smell and all. Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North is MPI accredited, SGI claims too with regards to paintless dent repair. If you've got hail, take your car to Auto Fashion. At 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Highly recommended. Several Sunseekers have already used Auto Fashion and love their services. I invite you to do the same at Auto Fashion. And Sunseekers are loving the all-you-can-eat ribs. In fact, so much so that they've had to divide it into two sittings. A 5 o'clock sitting and a 6 o'clock sitting on Wednesdays at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. And it's no wonder. Those ribs are friggin' delicious. $25. All you can eat. Come with all the trimmings. There's salads. There's dessert. And it's $25 every Wednesday through July and August at Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. People continue to send me pictures of the ribs. Thank you, Tyler, for telling us about the all-you-can-eat ribs. Well, it's all because of the Elkhorn. They are sponsors on the show. And the Elkhorn Tiki Bar will also host the Hawaiian Luau coming Saturday. This Saturday. Only a handful of tickets still available. So you have to act quickly if you want to take part in the Saturday Hawaiian Luau at the Elkhorn. And you may have missed the early bird deadline, but tickets are around $100 each. And that gets you a pig roast dinner, entertainment, live music, and a complimentary drink and games. So basically, your entire evening is taken care of at Elkhorn Resort for the Hawaiian Luau, again, coming up this Saturday at 5 p.m. And you've always got time for Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons has introduced, as promised, their new infused beverages. They did this on Friday. I was telling you about this. We were talking about it. This is what they look like. This is what you'll be looking for next time you visit Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Look at this. They're called Infuser Energy Beverages, made with natural caffeine. So maybe, so excited I'm shaking things up here. Made with natural caffeine. If you're not a coffee drinker, you're saying, you know what, I'm not a big fan of coffee. But I still need a little bit of caffeine to get my day going. Well, you've got time for Tim's with the Infuser Energy Beverages made with natural caffeine. And they come in an assortment of flavors, including mango starfruit and yuzu blackberry. Infuser Energy Beverage made with natural caffeine at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Give one a try. And tell me what you think. I'm going to have to get my hands on one. We're going to do that when we come back in season 4. I got to try one of those. I got to make sure that they are zero sugar. I'm sure they'd have zero sugar varieties of them at Tim Horton. Ready to drink cans available in those refreshing flavors. Now, they do say the product may not be suitable for everyone. Read the label and follow directions for use. Because, especially with kids, adults will have one and they'll be like, okay, I'm all good to go. This is delicious. And now I'm all energized. Sometimes kids will have like 2 or 3 or 4 and it's like, no, you're not supposed to do that. And unlike coffee, which, you know, you can also have 3 or 4 cups of coffee. It's a little harder to chug a black coffee. You know what I mean? It's not a chuggable thing. Whereas ice cold, kind of sweet beverage is pretty easy to slide away, isn't it? Tim Hortons of West Manitoba area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And let you know that you can get wireless internet for $45. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you've got to go and see Amber or Paul. Remember, ask for either Amber or Paul at Red Wireless on 18th, your Rogers authorized dealer in the Robinson Mall across from the Keystone Center. You'll get a $50 credit if you upgrade your existing phone, $100 credit on a new activation. Add a line to your existing account or $100 credit if you add wireless home internet, starting at just $45 a month. Plus, buy three accessories and enter a draw for a free pair of AirPod Pro headphones. Only at Red Wireless, your Rogers authorized dealer in Robinson Mall across from the Keystone Center. Call 204-727-0100. And Skydancer Casino, the countdown is on to the big shows at Skydancer coming in August. That's right, Nelly with his big outdoor show. And we're going to be there for it in August, August 17th, Saturday. Nelly, it's getting hot in here. Hunter Hayes in November. And, of course, Skydancer Casino is just a very short drive away. 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Great games, great water park for the kids. An awesome hotel, too. Visit SkydancerCasino.com. Pick out your room. You can even book a special hotel water park package if you want. And they've got a trampoline park set to open as soon as they can get all those staff hired. The park is complete. Now they're just getting the finishing touches put on staff. And they'll be able to open in the coming weeks. SkydancerCasino.com. You can also give them a follow on social media to stay up to date on the latest happenings with our friends at Skydancer Casino. So Eminem has got a new documentary that is just dropped. I wish it was on Netflix, but it's on Paramount Plus. But it's fascinating because it talks about how music lost its value. When was the last time you bought, my daughter bought a record this weekend, The Zombies. She was up at she likes to go thrifting or flea markets, and she likes to buy records. I used to collect records, and now she's doing the same thing. But music has pretty much died. I mean, the only way for people in the music business to make money now is to go on tour. What exactly happened? Eminem takes a look at
first. Came about, I didn't understand the internet yet. I thought Yahoo was a person.
99 was really the biggest year. When the CD business took off, everyone got fat.
You could sell 600-700 million CDs a year.
You had your fly Walmart CD holder on your visor.
It was kind of like printing money.
That was the business that we were in for years.
But we talk about what went wrong for who? The artists or the industry?
The music industry had always been really concerned about piracy. Once file sharing technology came along, they understood, though, that everything that had come before was nothing.
People just started ripping music and sharing it.
All that work, writing it, recording it, tweaking it. Now these songs leak. And I'm like,
we're blaming our friends.
Get the f*** off my phone.
First, I was like, I'm going to take just one. And I said, f*** this, this Mary J. Blige.
They smuggle them out in food trays and metal belt buckles.
I ain't feel bad.
I feel bad
at first. Wanted me to be good, they'd have paid me more.
As soon as the artist turned in the record, you could set a stopwatch for how soon it was going to leak.
Maybe they don't know that this is completely illegal.
I don't even know. Is there a statute of limitation on this before I start saying that I was downloading and I was a part of Napster?
The music industry was flailing.
That's where we put on helmets, like we were at war.
17 FBI agents surrounded our apartment complex.
Here's what you don't understand. Music should be free. I have an entire army of people that need their paycheck.
It's one of the biggest exports America has, and it's going out of business.
Houston, we've got a problem.
Yeah, that looks awesome. That looks awesome. Because we all did it. We all had a hand in it. We all destroyed the music business. We all destroyed the entertainment business because if you don't think TV and movies are far behind, look what's going on now. Look what's happening with Netflix and even Amazon Prime. I mean, the problem is that the downside of capitalism from the consumer standpoint is there is a race to the bottom. There's always a race to the bottom. How cheap can I get this? And you can't beat free. Free is the bottom. Like Eminem says, it takes an entire team. And as somebody who used to work in the media business, it's one of the One of the big things of the media business is there's a lot of free media out there. Well, that's fantastic. Do you think it's free to produce? Do you think that you got to pay people? You got to, otherwise people won't do it. You know what I mean? And in the music business, there is a lot of people that are behind some songs. And now you saw it firsthand with this show. We can open up an AI website and create a song in like 2 seconds, make it free to everybody. And so it has fundamentally changed the way we consume all entertainment. But there's a, it's one part sad, but there's a lot of nostalgia in there too. Like when they're talking about CDs, and I complain about Vanilla Ice because it's the vein of my existence. 1991, buying Vanilla Ice. Ice, Ice Baby. Ice, Ice Baby. The only song he really ever had. And I paid like $27 for that CD. $27? It's one of the first CDs I ever bought. Do you remember one of the first CDs you ever bought? Because up until that time, there was a lot of records. There was a lot of cassettes. Cassettes were in their heyday in the late 80s. In fact, the 45 records were moved. They migrated over to the cassette singles. Do you remember that brief period in music history? Late 80s, the cassette singles. Your favorite song? Just one song. A little plastic cassette. Cardboard cover on it. The cassette single. Then CDs came around. Oh, the everyone's like, look, listen to this. There's no crackling. There's no, it's not like sitting next to a campfire when you're listening to a record album. It's crystal clear. Mama Jaya says that she was part of Columbia House. Oh, and it was Alanis Morissette on CD. Clint says theaters will soon become obsolete. Totally. I had one too, Mama Jaya says. You put the cassette in the player and in the vehicle, and the CD player ran off that. Oh, I remember that. It was a converter. It was so the cassette goes into where the it goes into the stereo system, and a cord, an umbilical cord, essentially comes out of the cassette, which actually isn't a cassette. It's a piece of plastic that mimics a cassette. And that wire, the umbilical cord, goes into a CD Walkman. And ta-da, your car becomes CD equipped. Quinton says he just got Linkin Park album on vinyl this weekend. Oh, vinyl's coming back in a big way. Lots of people buying records again. It's a tangible thing. It's an experience to pull it out of the album. And album art used to be a thing. Remember? Like you'd be listening to the artist and you'd be looking at the album art and, you know, the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's. I remember being quite disturbed. I was a young man at that time. It was a childhood memory of mine going, oh, my God, these people are dead. These are all dead people. And you'd be listening to the Beatles and be like, this is crazy. But it's art. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Then we could make our own burnt CDs on LimeWire. Oh, yeah. That's when the viruses started, because it would be good song, oh, got a virus, good song, oh, got a virus, thank you, LimeWire. Yeah, then Napster. I set up a vinyl area, and the kids are getting, i2 music without a screen involved. My husband has 1,000 vinyls here he's selling here for his uncle. Oh, some of those could be worth money. If you've got 1,000 vinyls, there's probably 2 or 3 that are going to be worth some good cash in there. Are they all 78s? Are they all 78s that you're selling? Plus, he's got a bunch on his own. Then we... Bear Share. I don't remember a Bear Share. I remember LimeWire. I remember Napster. And it's funny how when iTunes came around and it really legitimized everything. It's like, oh, okay, we're going to pay 99 cents per song. Okay, and it kind of stopped the bleeding there because it just got to the point everyone was sharing everything for free. I do appreciate it. We are going to circle back tomorrow for more food, fun places, and mayhem at 7 a.m. Have an awesome day. Again, watch for poor air quality today. So if you know of somebody that's suffering from asthma or if you yourself have breathing issues, be aware that we are going to have some very humid, sticky, smoky conditions today. We're all going to smell like we're all camping at the end of the day today. I'm hoping things clear out towards the end of the week. It's supposed to, and get even warmer up around the lower 30s by Thursday. But again, careful in that smoke. No running marathons over the next little bit. We'll be back again tomorrow for our second last show of the season. Just two shows to go as we gear up for the season premiere, August the 1st. Thanks for being here, you guys. Have a great day. Stay safe. Make sure you're hydrated, and we will come back together tomorrow at 7 a.m., okay? Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys. See you later.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.